This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris, we take you right to the top of the hour at 8 o'clock. Thank you for joining us on this Monday, our first show of August. A lot going on. If you miss anything that we've had this evening, we kicked it off in the first hour with Ben Gula, the offensive lineman from Cypress Bay, who committed to Colorado. Talked a little UCF football with Brandon Helwig and also Coconut Creek football with Coach Chris Yergin. And then started off this hour talking University of Miami football as Gio Milian joined us. Miss any of this, just go to WQAM.com. Go to the top of the page where it says podcast. You'll see South Florida High School Sports. And, you can catch up anyone, not just this week, but any of the weeks in the past. And we hope you do, and we hope you enjoy, whether you're just at home or riding around the car or exercising or whatever you may do that make us part of your football season coming up. It's going to be a very competitive football season, a lot of great games. And one of the programs that will be part of those great games are the Miami Norland Vikings. And they have a new coach for the first time in several decades as Daryl Heidelberg steps aside to go into administration. Coach Tyron Johnson, one of the popular figures, was the athletic director at the school. And now he steps into the head coaching job, which he's very familiar with, a local product, Miami Northwestern. Great guy, tremendous coach, knows his stuff, and he is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time, and congratulations. Great to have you back on the sideline.
Thanks, Blue. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. You get an opportunity, unfortunately, to jump right back in it. But what a schedule. I mean, and you kind of authored this schedule, being the AD. Obviously, you open up against defending 7A state runner-up Lake Mary after playing Vero Beach in the kickoff classic next week. And, along the way – you get that team from 71st Street, Northwestern. You play Delray Atlantic, always a powerhouse. And Coco, a team you beat last year. And then you go right into the district, and people don't understand how impressive your district is with Archbishop McCarthy, Plantation, yourself, and Heritage. All four of the teams made the playoffs last year.
Most definitely.
Talk about this schedule and, just talk about – coming in after somebody like Coach Berg, who, obviously I don't have to tell you, he's a graduate of school. He's been there a long time. He's influenced a lot of lives. He's won state championships. He's developed a lot of talent. And certainly, you've been around him for a number of years. What it's like to come in right after him.
Yeah, so let's start with the schedule. We definitely wanted to put together a schedule that was competitive. As you know, you have to have the way they do the playoff system now. You want to put yourself in a position, even if you take your lumps here and there, you want to put in a position where you can still be competitive for the playoffs or make the playoffs. As you said, because of the schedules we had last year, as well as our district, that was the reason why all four of the district players, district opponents, made the playoffs, because we all had a competitive schedule. And, you know, the system works on points and strength of schedule and who you played and who they played. So we want to make sure we stay on that narrow of things to do as far as who we want to play and be competitive in week in and week out. And as far as Coach Heidelberg, like you said, he's definitely a legend in my book. He is Mr. Norland to me, always has been. I met Heidelberg back and when he was in high school. It was back, you know, he graduated in 93. And that was my first year, 92-93, first season as a high school player at Northwestern. And I remember him as a quarterback. And, you know, he reminded me of Randy Cunningham. That's what we viewed him as. He played like him. That's when Cunningham was Randall Cunningham during the 90s. So he styled like he had number 10. And my oldest sister also graduated from Miami Norland. So I used to go to those games more than I went to the games of the school I wound up going to, because she was a student there. My older sister's student at Miami Norland, class of, don't get me the line, I think it's 1991. Or okay. 1991 or two. So she was also there when he was there. So I watched him play a couple of years. She was a 10th grader. He got the job back as a 10th grader. And he was a quarterback, 10th, 11th, 12th. And Chris Perkins came in behind him. That's who I really played against, mostly when we played Norland. But going forward with his coaching career, he's done an outstanding job. Like you said, he's been a state champion. He's a proven winner. He's been knocking on that door these last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Couple of years since I've been there with him. I've been on the outside, but definitely observing, also behind the scenes helping him. Nobody knew that. That was kind of like a little secretive thing, but he would come to me, you know, ask me for his advice, my advice on the defensive side of the ball, because he knew that was my expertise or whatever and whatnot. But I didn't want no shine. I just wanted to help the team the best I could, but get out the way at the same time, because it's hard flipping that switch, you know. Being in and being out. I'm one of them all or nothing guys. So I respect him as a coach. So I just stay away and support it from an athletic director standpoint. But yes, Heidelberg moved up to AP. I think he's going to do a tremendous job. I'm talking it into existence. I think one day he will be a principal somewhere, hopefully at his alma mater.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be great. You take a look at this year's team, and I've got a chance to watch them the number of times in the offseason at 7-on-7s, at team camps and such. Some holes to fill. Obviously, one of the big holes, that quarterback, where you have somebody in Ennio Yapur, who was the all-time leading passer in Dade County history, which is never easy to replace. But with Kai Moore, I think you got somebody who understands the game. Smart kid, physical, and certainly there's a lot of guys around him that can make plays.
Most definitely. Of course, like you said, Ennio Yapur is definitely all-time. He was a great leader, more than anything, It's always going to be hard to replace someone like him. But like you said, Kyle Moore has been in the program with the junior varsity. He's been there. He's also been under Coach Quay. They've ran the same system, OC Coach Quay. And he's a kid I see really shining in years. This year and years is his following year. He's doing an outstanding job of leading by example more than anything on the practice field. I think he's just ready to go. You know, he's ready to get into competition, but he's also ready to learn daily on a day-to-day basis. And that's much respect to that young man.
Yeah, but, and no doubt in getting an opportunity to see a lot of the kids the other day at the media day and how enthusiastic they are, you know, about the opportunity to maybe knock off Heritage and to be that team that gets to play in front of the home team here at FIU. And to do it, obviously, defense is going to be huge. You lose a couple of really key defensive linemen from last year, but at the same time, in the secondary with Dobson and Allen, and you bring back two really, really good kids, kind of evens it off a little bit. How's the defense looking on the overall?
Yeah, defense is – last week we had a great week of practice as a whole. Defense, like you said, the makeup is a little different from the box standpoint, but we have a lot of guys that can fly around. I'm telling you right now, we're going to definitely show the speed defensively, rallying to the ball, and just attacking in attack mode, more so because we do have a outstanding back end, in my opinion. I haven't seen this type of talent on the back end in a long time. Got Allen Blackshear, you know, got him back there. We got a ton of DBs, some skill, but the interchangeable linebacker type guys that can play DB, strong safety, or DN. Yeah, so we're going to be very fast. I'm looking forward for them to also get into, you know, competitive spirit when it comes to, against another opponent besides 7-on-7, more so when we get into the season, which is next week.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Tyron Johnson, new head coach, Miami Norland, familiar with everybody, been around, like you said. You know, you and Berg have been sounding boards over the last couple of years. Also at the same time, now you're that number one guy in charge. You got some really, like you said, Coach Quay, one of the best offensive minds around. And plus you went to the same college as you did, so that helps. And not only that, you have a situation where you have a lot of really good assistant coaches who've been around the program, who know the system as well. And I know that next week, the Vero Beach game will kind of set the tempo for what I think is going to be a great year. And I can't thank you enough. As always, you're a first-class guy. Always have been. You're a great coach. And the thing is you're a great organizer, and that's the one thing that I've known about you forever. Back at Lakes, even before then, you've always been able to organize. And I know Coach Lawton's on his own in basketball. You don't have to help him. So it's a football program. And Coach, I can't thank you enough. And we'll be out to see you really soon.
All right. Thank you, Blue Bear. Always, man. Thank you.
You too. Coach Tyron Johnson, new head coach at Miami Norland. Really good dude and hard worker. And like you said, I kind of think he was setting the groundwork, for this job because of the fact that he was right there with Coach Berg over the last couple of years, being a sounding board and being somebody who just if they needed him for advice or so. And Coach Johnson's been there, done that. And it's good to have a close. It's like and you talk to the players and the transition has been seamless. So that's always good to hear.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.